You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio, your on-air guide to better selling. Here is your host, Griff.
And we're thankful you joined us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is November 26, 2013. And if you're listening via the archives, this is show number 534. Today, we'll hear how one top-rated seller deals with business challenges. And we're going to explore a listing tool by the creator of Blackthorn. We're going to go hunting for bugs. That's right, John will be here. We'll get some top-rated time management tips. I don't know about you, but I could use a few of those. And we'll learn about fear, faith, and the fourth quarter. Now, what could that mean? We'll also be taking your call, but first, here's the eBay Radio News, brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales.
A Rolling Stone, Holiday Mobile, and Sarah Palin all feature in today's eBay Radio News for November 26, 2013. I'm Lee. Data from Comscore Incorporated shows that Cyber Monday has expanded to, well, other days. That's because more and more consumers use mobile devices to shop whenever they please. Evidence of an extended online buying period emerged last year, especially on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day. Consumers browsed online offers all day long. The trend is set to accelerate this year. Commerce on tablets and smartphones grew twice as fast in the third quarter as desktop online spending and web users in August spent more time engaging with retailers on mobile devices than on desktops for the first time.
It's interesting because the whole concept of Cyber Monday is now becoming antiquated.
Exactly.
The great wisdom believes that the Cyber Monday started because a lot of folks had the fastest and easiest interconnections from work. So they would go into work after the holiday weekend and start shopping. But now people can buy on their mobile devices with their cell phones. So Cyber Monday and all those other days are now more or less controlled by what the retailers do with their promotions and sales.
But eBay sellers are lucky because it happens every minute, all day.
Every single minute.
All the time.
That's right. New York City.
God, does that bring back memories.
Oh, that was a great song.
go to this item number for me, Griff.
Okay.
2310.
Oh, you're talking too fast, man. 2310.
9970.
9970.
0706.
0706.
Keith Richards, founding member of the Rolling Stones, has donated a signed headscarf he wore on a photo shoot with Johnny Depp on the front cover of Rolling Stone magazine.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that cool?
And what's the charity it's going to?
Well, that magazine, by the way, credited Richards for rock's greatest single body of riffs on guitar and ranked him 10th on its list of 100 best guitarists in the world. The scarf is among the items up for bids as part of an eBay auction by, I love the name of this group, Scotland's male cancer awareness charity called Cahonas Scotland. All money raised will help Cahonas Scotland to advance education of the public on matters relating to male cancers and to undertake, where necessary, the prevention of discrimination and stigma arising from diagnosis and the cancer experience. And last time I looked, Keith's scarf is up to about $2,003.
Yeah, you know, those America were such prudes, but that's funny, Cahonas, Scotland. I would love to have this. This is a great piece of memorabilia. Keith Richards, for all his greatness, also has one statistic that is just confounding every single person who would have predicted otherwise, which is he's outliving everybody.
In the world.
He's still here.
They're going to be doing stories on him on PBS when he's 111.
And still playing.
Still playing. Exactly.
Yeah, he's great. I love him.
He is, and that's a...
He's on the $20 bill. Did you know that? Go look.
No, I love that
headscarf. I wish I had a lot of money. I'd buy it.
Okay, here's one more item number for you during the news, okay?
What is it?
2613...
2613.
3006.
3006.
4358.
4358. 8858.
While you're looking, Sarah Palin's Alaska hometown is auctioning an SUV she drove when she was mayor. The small town of Wasilla listed the 1999 Ford Expedition with 74,188 miles on eBay with a minimum bid of $10,000. But what I thought was so funny was the listing's photo shows the tan SUV with a cardboard cut. That's not really her.
Oh, yes.
That is a cardboard cutout of Palin in the driver's seat. Yeah. It's in excellent condition. At that mileage, has a Kelley Blue Book value of $2,318. But city officials are hoping her role in history will bring out fans willing to pay a lot more.
I'm just going to hold my comments, I think.
I just thought it was funny that they put a, you know, a cardboard cutout of her. And last,
you sure that's not her?
That is not her.
I bet it is.
And last, this is a reminder that in response to the Philippine typhoon tragedy, eBay Giving Works has set up a page enabling you to support nonprofits providing aid to the affected area and families. And that's eBay Radio News for November 26, 2013, brought to you by TerraPeak Market Research to increase your online sales. Now back to eBay Radio, where finally you got the griff.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Cabbage with a K.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
So you just went off and left us.
I did, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
What I told the audience was you were away on a secret mission. Of course, by now, the cat is out of the hospital bag.
Yeah.
We almost lost you, babe.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, no, I spoke to Howie. I know the whole deal, and you almost died.
Yeah, it was exciting, and not in a great way.
So,
anyway.
So, how about your eBay business while you were...
Well, you know, that's one of the thoughts that went through my mind as I was hurtling down a tunnel towards a white light.
You woke up.
I forgot to put my vacation on.
You woke up in the ambulance, right?
I woke up in the ambulance. Then I passed out again. When I had time in the hospital, I was thinking about this, and I was lucky. I could call someone, or I had Howie call someone in customer support. I gave him the number and asked them to put my store on vacation mode because they could do that. And I was lucky I didn't have any sales that I had to ship out. But it got me thinking about people who do a bigger volume than I do. And no one is immune to the circumstances of life. So I thought about it a lot, and I'm doing this. And I would urge everyone to do this, as in when you have a moment, and I think it's important, you need to create an emergency plan. And it should be on paper, that emergency plan. And it's something that you provide beforehand to a trusted friend or family member in the event of a sudden emergency where you can't access your online business on eBay. So first you have to designate that person, and then you have to have a discussion with them because you're trusting them. You're trusting them with this information, and you say, in the case of my needing to not be, I can't get to my business for whatever reason, will you be willing to be my plan executor? And if you can't find someone to execute a plan, then you're a lot lonelier than I thought, and perhaps it's time to make some friends.
It's sort of like asking somebody to be the godparent of your eBay account.
Well, it is in a sense, because there's a lot of responsibility, and there's a few things they may need to learn. But this is what your plan should have. Obviously, a designated, trusted person to whom you provide with the plan. And your plan should include your eBay user ID and password, and how to sign in if they've never done it before. Hopefully you can go over this with someone beforehand. And also the instructions on how to put your eBay store on full vacation mode. You also want to provide them with a text, either in hard or soft copy, response that they can create and paste or paste into a box provided in the vacation mode that alerts buyers to the store owner's emergency. There's no need, and you shouldn't go into detail. Just say the buyer... I am away, or the seller is away, and unable to access online. Note that we're taking care of things, or something to that effect. You should also provide instructions how to look for recent sales and check where the buyer has paid for an item and not shipped, maybe refund the buyer, or if they're willing to, how to pack and ship, find, pack, and ship that sold item. Otherwise, you should give them instructions on how to send a refund and an email. Could also could be a cut and paste response to each buyer expressing regret, but the seller is unable to fulfill the sale due to a medical emergency or whatever it is, and send the refund. You should also give them instructions on how to monitor your My Message inbox so he or she can respond to customer queries. That's important. And then finally, and this is something you really have to think about, because so I'm out of business for 2 weeks, and it's at the busiest time of year. Everyone knows I get a paycheck. If I was relying solely on the income from my business, I'd be in hot water. So that comes with my last point, which is a part of the plan, but not the part you have to give to a designated trusted person. And that's to think about creating an emergency fund to help defray the cost and losses of income during your time away from your business. Maybe you should consider purchasing an insurance plan that might cover most of those costs, or that provides at least some source of moderate or minimal income during your time away. They do exist. They may be expensive. I'm not so sure. I haven't done the research, but it's definitely something to look into. I know that I guess my word of advice would be not to just assume that this can't happen to you. It can happen to anyone. And
that's why you have to do it now.
You have to do it.
The emergency happens before you know it.
That's right. And I do have a trusted person, as you know, Howie, but I had never given him instructions for anything. And I felt terrible. You know, I was in no shape to be giving him instructions, you know, tell my friends and family and fans that I love them and remember to put my store on vacation mode. Oh, I didn't tell you how.
Croak.
Right, croak. So those are important things.
We're so glad you're here, Greg.
Yeah, not as glad as I am. This segment was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Coming up next, let's talk about business challenges when we return with more eBay Radio.
So you've poked around and found the next hot item to list in your eBay store. That's awesome. But you'd like more information about how similar products are moving. It's time to sign up for Terapeak's free trial, and here's why. Terapeak's got pricing and sales info on everything sold on eBay for the past 12 months. That's cool, and it will help make smarter product sourcing decisions. Terapeak has lists of hot sellers across all of eBay and also by category. That's smart. Then there's choosing the right words for search optimization and for writing listings that sell. Terapeak helps with that. Terapeak provides reliable market insight into your eBay opportunities. And there's that free trial thing again. Terapeak, you really should check them out. People who use Terapeak swear by it because it makes product research a whole lot easier. Go to Terapeak.com and get the free trial today.
You're invited to a free webinar hosted by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping, PageMage, eBay Radio, Stamps.com, Terapeak, and Cabbage. Join Mark Fagiano, founder and CEO of TaxJar. Learn about collecting sales tax in multiple states, the general rules for online sellers, and more. The webinar is free Wednesday, December 11th, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Sign up today. Go to PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars. That's PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars.
Selling on eBay is easier with Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers. We keep your inventory up to date and automatically relist for you. Stitch puts your inventory, orders, and shipping info in one central spot that you can access from anywhere. Not sure what items are selling best or what your sales trends are? Our easy-to-read reports will tell you. Enjoy a free extended trial at stitchlabs.com, discount code eBay Radio. That's stitchlabs.com, discount code eBay Radio.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. a free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com, custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
A Thanksgiving factoid.
There are regional differences as to the stuffing or dressing traditionally served with the turkey. In the South, they generally make theirs from cornbread, while in other parts of the country, white bread is the base. One or several of the following may be added: oysters, apples, chestnuts, raisins, celery, and or other vegetables, sausage, or the turkey's giblets. Happy Thanksgiving.